This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, joining me in the studio this morning, Bob Patterson, Public Works Director, City of Pendleton. Much to talk about, development, master planning, all things public works, that and more, as the conversation begins in just a moment.
This time of year, leaves can cover storm drains and cause water to back up. You can help by keeping an eye out. If leaves are blocking a drain or catch basin, grab a garden rake and pull them away from the drain. Pick up and bag your leaves and do not rake them into the street. Remember, November is free leaf recycling month at Pendleton Sanitary Service. Please remember, only rain down the drain and help the city of Pendleton keep our streets clear.
Informed on local issues. Back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning and thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Chessman, your host. Joining me this morning, Bob Patterson, Public Works Director, City of Pendleton. Bob, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dan.
Well, let's get right into it. There's a lot to cover and I'm going to just turn it over to you. Let's start talking about development. There's a lot going on.
Yes, we do have quite a bit going on. We've been meeting with the owners of property up where we're trying to develop a connector road, and also with, we just met with a developer looking to purchase or is in process of purchasing 42 acres up there. Meanwhile, we're working on finishing up our right-of-way dedication packets for the property owners. We've sent them drafts. Packets so they can look it over with their family members, their partners, and their attorneys if they so wish, and get back to us. We still need our consultant to update and sign a couple of the right-of-way attachments. Outside of that, we're focusing on design work that I'll get into later that would support the development of those 270 acres, and we just keep moving forward. We also have $1.5 million still in a congressional package for consideration that would be specific to this connector road. We're expecting Congress to take action after these elections are wrapped up, probably in December. We'll know more on that. Elsewhere, we haven't heard any more activity on Southwest Nye. This is about 55 acres between Tutawilla Road and Marshall and Nye Avenue. They're west or north and west of Sunridge Middle School. And we hope to have that project moving forward in the future. Westgate Apartments, if you drive down Westgate, you'll see work is continuing. They're getting all the roofs on right now. Painting's underway, and they're taking sign-ups for renting those apartments here in the near future. Wildflower Apartments, that work continues. They're the ones that are located east of Only Cemetery, and they've already have units open for occupancy as they had dates and letting people in to occupy. They're still finishing up several of the buildings, and we look forward to having all those. As my understanding is, they're all spoken for, and that's great news in the apartment area for our community. South Hill Commons, which is up Southeast 10th / Franklin Grade, up near where we're going to build the connector road. It's underway. They're currently doing all the site grading in preparation of starting to build foundations and buildings. So we're looking forward to that work continuing. Again, there's 70 units up there. And then Blakely Subdivision, to date, I believe 4 of the 25 lots now have homes. And we're going to see more continue up in that area. And then out on Sunridge, Tutawilla Housing, our construction and repair crew put in a sewer across Tutawilla Creek. And so it's underneath the creek bed. And we stubbed that out. And engineering is working on repackaging the bid package to go out. And we're hoping to bid that work in January and have the work completed by end of April. So a lot going on the development front. That particular project, Sunridge Tutawilla Housing, is to focus on a similar reimbursement or a hook-on fee to open up lots of land for development that currently isn't served by public sewer.
And then let's talk about master planning. There's a lot of projects that, have to be prepared for.
Yes, and I will be planning lots of reports to City Council here in the near future, tagged on each of our master planning efforts. But right now, we're working on the Connector Road waterline design. So that 270 acres, we've talked on the radio in the past, can't be served unless it has water. And we're working on the waterline design that would effectively connect Highway 11 over to a new booster station approximately 6,000 feet away, so over a mile. And by putting that infrastructure in, then we will have 70 pounds of working pressure to allow the developments to move forward. We're hoping to finish up that design. We just had our meeting yesterday in regards to some aspects with the road design, and we're hoping to advertise that work in January, February, or March, the first quarter of 2023. Along with that is the East End Booster Pump Station. We actually, after I'm done with the radio this morning, have a 95% design review scheduled with the consultant. We're going over the basics of the functionality and the plan set, drawing set, and specifications this morning. Again, we're hoping to advertise that work in the first quarter of 2023. One of the major issues we're finding is electrical, long lead times. Motor control centers are 60 weeks out. So we will be discussing with our consultants, you know, putting together pre-purchase packages for the city. So even before we advertise, we have that equipment purchased and we'll provide it to the contractor upon it arriving to the site. Cemetery Booster Pump Station, this is the other end of that pressure system that serves the Indian Hills area along with this new development. And we are waiting on electrical distribution panel and a variable frequency drives. That equipment's expected to finally ship next week. With that, it's an in-house project to be done by our water crew staff. And the generator isn't expected until shipping until the end of 2022, sometime next month. So we're looking to work on that through the winter. As we have bad weather outside, it will give our crews an activity they can do indoors. And we hope to have that up and running by late March of 2023. And then we'll still have to outsource the electrician to come in and do the basics on the work. So we got a lot moving there. If I continue, well 11B, the drilling project, we received three bids last week. We're going to go to City Council next Tuesday. The drilling, a 400-foot hole to municipal standard, it basically is an 18-inch hole from 260 feet to 400 feet down. And then above 260 feet, we're looking to case the hole with 20-inch casing. All the way up to the land surface. So it's a big project. The cost is $782,000, and the driller is currently doing work at the Port of Morro. They're finishing up there early next month, so the timing is perfect for us. They can roll into Pendleton, get that work started, and probably knock it out within 30 to 40 days. And then there's a pump test, and that pump test will help us determine how much water we can flow out of the hole and size our pumping equipment accordingly. So a lot happening on that front.
You know what? Let's take a break, come back. I know there's much more. Let you catch your breath. Bob Patterson, Public Works Director for Pendleton, my guest, and we'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is considering senior living, sorting through the financial elements can be overwhelming. Here at Mackay Creek Estates, we invite you to join us for a free webinar on Tuesday, November 29th at 3 p.m. with topics related to finance and senior living. The webinar will include topics such as what information to gather, VA aid and attendance benefits, and questions regarding power of attorney and guardianship in financial health decision making. Sign up for the free webinar today by visiting PrestigeCanHelp.com. That's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Time for fall trimming and leaf cleanup? Go to Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton to get the job done right. Here's Ginger to tell you more.
If you're starting your fall cleanup, Zimmerman's the place to come. We have leaf blowers available, hand pruners, pole saws, and tree trimmers. Anything that you need to clean up your yard, we have available at Zimmerman's.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, open 7 days a week, and yes, that does mean Sunday, on Main Street in downtown Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
This is Brian from Burns Mortuary. Did you know that Oregon law requires other vehicles to yield the right-of-way to a funeral procession, and drivers are required to stop at intersections and allow a procession to pass? Other vehicles may not drive between or join the funeral procession. It's the law, and it's also the right thing to do. Thanks for doing your part in the funeral procession safety. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, serving Umatilla, Union, and Grant counties for over 80 years.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Bob Patterson, Public Works Director for the City of Pendleton. We're going to just pick up where we left off. We were talking about master planning and, well, there's a well house project that you're involved in.
Yes, that's right on the hills of drilling a well. So we're roughly at about 90% design. We're making sure we're getting our documents reviewed by the state of Oregon. There's two agencies involved. One is Oregon Water Resources Department, specific to the well, along with Oregon Health Authority, also specific to the well, but also the well house. So we're in process of getting the design to the point where we can submit that to Oregon Health Authority, have them review the well house design. And again, our hope is to bid that somewhere early in the first quarter of next year, depending on the drilling and the pump test. So we may be pushing February, March for issuing that. Hootama Waterline Project, that work is underway right now. Our contractors encountered some rock where we didn't expect to see that rock lens. So we're having some discussions there, but they're laying 4,000 lineal feet of 16-inch water main in preparation for this new well and connect to our water distribution system, and it'll also provide water down at our wastewater facility and open up additional lands for development consideration that currently can't be served. So with that, we move into Southeast Third Waterline Project. We awarded a bid to Tappany. They did work for us up at the airport for an industrial unmanned aerial systems industrial park a few years ago. That amount is $643,346. I love saying that number because it just kind of rolls, looks nice on paper. This project is to, again, replace the remaining 1910s vintage cast iron pipe with lead joints that exists down on the Southeast Third alignment. So we're looking to get a construction meeting going and get that work commenced here in the near future. Internally, we're still working on SCADA upgrades. We have a consultant. Our membrane provider is in working on the water filtration plant. With this upgrade, we're finding a few issues from how our old system communicated, trying to get that tied into the new system. So we're working through those issues right now. Hope to have them resolved in the near future. Meanwhile, we still have 13 remote sites, roughly, that we have to address into our SCADA and telemetry system for the water system. The other big project, Airport Reservoir and Booster Pump Station, they are finishing up welding the second ring. And if you drive Westgate or drive old Airport Road, you can't miss seeing this reservoir under construction. It will be four rings tall or 32 feet before they start putting the roof on. So pretty significant in size. It's a 108-foot diameter, and will store 2 million gallons of water. So they're doing that work. Meanwhile, we're placing the booster station monolithic foundation, hopefully the end of this week, and continue work on the booster pump station, and everything will progress. Again, our motor control center for the electrical system, we found out, won't arrive in June, July. It's being pushed out probably to August. So we're trying to work around that issue to complete this project. That's the water stuff. So
all right.
Now I can move to wastewater.
Okay.
We have, again, our secondary digester project we've talked about. We're on hold at 30% design as we're finishing up drying beds down at the plant. Those drying beds allow us to take our digested solids from the digester and flow them out, and then we call it solar treatment. We basically flood these beds about a foot deep and then evaporate off the water, supernate as the solids settle, and we dry them, and we basically land apply them as fertilizer, working with some farmers in the area. So it's a neat project that's underway. With that, then we can move into working on our secondary digesters down at the facility. We also are exploring a clarifier project, and we're trying to have some more discussion and reach out to Department of Environmental Quality on some funding considerations to help with those projects. And then we also are doing background information on the National Pollution Elimination Discharge System permit, which was last approved in February of 2005. It's supposed to be renewed every 5 years. This is 2022. So I've been around quite a while to wait for a new permit to be issued. But what happens with those permits, they address current regulation, and we focus on what that next step will be for us to meet the new environmental standards being put into play. So temperature is the big driver, and we still don't know where we're going to fall out on that. So we're trying to get through the process and then start those negotiations next year with the Department of Environmental Quality. And that leaves paving projects.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about streets and paving.
Sounds good to me, Dan.
Okay. All right. Bob Patterson, Public Works Director, City of Pendleton. We'll be right back.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
It might be a little tricky to fly in and out of Walla Walla right now with the Alaska Air flight schedule change. But if you like to sleep in and have a relaxing morning before your flight, you will love the midday flight time. You will still have good flight connections at SeaTac for wherever your journey takes you. So, purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need a little more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla.
Scott, are you finally going to tell us where your secret hunting spot is?
No, but I can tell you about our all-new weather Nokian Outpost ATs. Nokian has gone all out on these all-weather Supreme Traction tires. Extreme durability and puncture resistance with aramid protection bead to bead. An increased service life so you can extend your terrain and get to almost any hunting spot.
And what about that special spot?
Nope, still ain't telling. But we will help you get ready for hunting season. Come to Pendleton Tire and Auto, Highway 11, Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Come dance the night away every Friday and Saturday night at the Wild Horse Sports Bar inside the Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Live music begins at 8 p.m. till midnight both nights, and there's no cover charge. The Wild Horse Sports Bar has everything you need for a fun time, including happy hour every Sunday through Wednesday, 3 to 5 p.m., the latest sports on the big screens, and a delicious menu. Visit wildhorseresort.com to see the latest live music lineup.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Do you love giving your friends holiday cookies and pies, but never seem to get your dishes back? Stop by the Community Thrift Shop and find bakeware, plates and platters, even china sets for your holiday gifting. Unique pieces arrive daily, so stop in often. You'll find the perfect holiday pieces to complement your baking masterpieces. The Community Thrift Shop is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Court Street in downtown Pendleton. Proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop support Heritage Station Museum.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Bob Patterson, City of Pendleton Public Works Director. And Bob, street projects, what's on store for us?
Well, we are finishing up a host of projects, but I do want to clarify before I get into the city-related projects, Oregon Department of Transportation is still doing quite a bit of work on Immigrant Avenue and Fraser Avenue through town at the corner ramps. Again, those projects are tied to their preparation to eventually pave Immigrant and Fraser through town. So they'll be going through and looking at design for next year's project here in the near future. So it's going to continue to be busy through Pendleton, wherever Oregon Department of Transportation has state highway, as they're bringing all of the ADA ramps up into compliance. So I'll leave it at that. The signals, future signal work is all tied to span wire. We removed our one signal at Byers in Maine. But that remains, we have one remaining signal, and that's at 20th and Court down in the restaurant area and food shopping centers. So with that in mind, ODOT has the other 12 signals through town, and they're focused next on Southwest First in Court and Southwest First in Dorian. So they did a drilling project a few weeks ago. They'll be coming back looking to replace those signals sometime next year, probably in the second quarter to third quarter next year. So I just wanted to highlight those. As for city projects, we're currently doing the stamped concrete to match the boardwalk sidewalk, or closely match it, down at Byers and Main. So concrete subcontractors there on site doing that work. And as far as paving goes, we are done with paving Byers and Southeast 4th. In South Main, we're now working, and we finished Southwest 10th paving also. So the contractor's raising all the utilities that they paved over. Those are things like storm manholes, sewer manholes, our valve boxes for getting to the water valves, those kind of items. And then eventually they'll follow with striping, and that will be weather dependent too. So we're hoping that they'll be able to complete most of their work in the coming couple weeks, and then we're down to small punch list items that they'll take care of over the next probably 12 months with the focus next spring. So that's moving forward. We're also adding a consideration to stripe a portion of Hootama Road, which is from Haley going up the hill past the Haley Place Apartments and around the corner to at least Southwest 28th. We're giving that consideration and coordinating that with our paving contractor. In regards to Northwest Despain and Main Street, lots of questions about that project. Our city crews, our construction and repair crew, are replacing the old 1930s, 40s vintage sewer, working their way up to Northwest 9th Street from Main Street. And then we have some storm sewer that we're going to do this winter. And then on the heels of that, we expect to bid out replacement of the 1920s-30 water line and reconstruct the street and widen it to a standard that will allow parking on both sides, not just one side. Most of that work will be 2 feet to the north, 6 feet to the south to add that parking lane to the project, and that work will carry us to Northwest 7th next year. We're also focused on looking at a solution to North Main that may be grinding in in-lane, the travel lanes only, as our budget allows, because we're also focused on redoing the pavement completely across Main Street Bridge and that full intersection of Main to Spain and North Main. So a lot happening there. And then all of our other projects related to crack sealing, slurry seal, and overlays have been completed. We're working through punch list items still. So that's our streets.
And I got about 3 minutes left. Okay. What else is going on that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, we are going to City Council in regards to our information technology this next Tuesday. We did sign a new internet service provider contract with W TechLink. We'll be giving council a chance to look at that document. And then we're also finalizing our network support agreement with the City of Hermiston's IT department. And we hope to, we will be presenting that to City Council for consideration to make that award at our next meeting. So I've got that moving forward. And then we're meeting this month to talk about solid waste. So Department of Environmental Quality is putting together recommendations for curbside commingled pickup. And one of the things unique to Pendleton and several of the communities out here in Eastern Oregon, we've done voluntary recycling for years, and we're at over 30% recycled materials for our waste stream. So we're meeting with the Solid Waste Advisory Board to kind of put together a position statement recommendation for City Council on these future rules that are coming our way. The thing about curbside pickup, it would add another probably $6 a month in cost, and then you're commingling these items, whereas currently we separate them out. And that means you go to market, but because they're commingled, they get separated out elsewhere, so it adds expense to that. So again, we're going to be exploring what those costs look like as we make our final recommendation to council. And then on the regulatory side, we're also looking at providing testimony on lead service lines, which we don't have, but one of the unique aspects of this new federal rule for water services is we have to identify what's on the customer side. And we don't, plumbers, licensed plumbers make that connection and provide that material. So we don't have a record of any of that for our 5,800 service connections within the city. So we're really hesitant how this will work if they're going to put that on us as a water purveyor to provide that information. So the other is cyanotoxin. So there was a outbreak in Salem from Detroit Lake a few years back that required us to start monitoring. So we do about 6-7 months, twice a month, and we have that expense of collecting samples. We've had zero detects over 3 years during this monitoring, and there's no exception or reduction of monitoring in the new rules that are being proposed. So that's one of our big argument points, is we need that reduction because it's taking us away from doing other work.
All right. Well, Bob Patterson, Public Works Director, City of Pendleton, my guest. Bob, there's never enough time, but we will be talking to you again next time. So with that, have a great day, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.